Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Twins lost to Cleveland yesterday by a score of 4-3, but Mike Max, I guess our biggest concern is Byron Buxton now get injured in the game.
Yeah, and on Saturday he got hurt in his face there, and they put him in the concussion protocol. But he plays so aggressively, and he runs so hard all the time. And the way he plays up against the fence, and the way he approaches the wall, and then the way he runs bases and ends up sliding to third base, etc. Because of his speed, this is something that he'll probably have to deal with for most of his career. Not concussions necessarily, but certainly injury and whatnot. Because he has some gears that he can get to that almost self inflicted. Pain by design, because he can move so well and get places, and he takes such pride in trying to cover the wall. When you cover the wall, that can be tricky sometimes, especially on warning tracks and everything else. So you hope he gets back, and obviously this team has done a great job of enduring the injured list this year. Obviously Odorizzi came back from the injured list, Corona still coming back, Rosario still coming back, Nelson Cruz injured this year. So they've had Marwin Gonzalez, they've had a lot of guys on that list, but because they're 12 deep, they really can move that roster around and stay competitive.
Rosario close at all, Maxie?
They thought the Mets, that he'd be ready for the Mets series probably, which is Tuesday, right? Yeah, that's tomorrow. So, yeah. So I thought for sure, because they sounded like the last game before the All-Star break when he came off the injured list, it sounded like he was ready. So that tweak must have been a little bit more than a tweak, that sprain to the ankle. But I would think, because they haven't placed him anything additional, I would think that he'd be back tomorrow or, pretty close to.
Any rumors circulating over the weekend about trades?
All kinds of rumors now, because everybody's waiting for a team to make a deal. So let's say that Max Scherzer's I don't even know if he's in play for sure with Washington. I'm sure everybody is if you make an offer. Let's just say that everybody is making their best offer for Max Scherzer. And until somebody accepts or declines your offer at Washington, you're not going to move on to the next pitcher. So if Scherzer's in play and in a week the Yankees get him, they offer whatever and they get him, well, now you're going to go put a premium on Stroman, Bumgarner, all these other guys that you might want. But you don't want to do that until you've been turned down for whoever the best pitcher is that you think. So I didn't think it would go this long. I thought deals would start getting done well before this, or certainly coming out of the All-Star game, and it hasn't happened. It's a lot like years past where they're going right down to the deadline again.
Yeah, well, Scherzer, that would be that'd be a game changer if you're able to pick him up.
Yeah, and again, maybe he's not in play, but
yeah.
If you think he is, you're not going to go get somebody else and then find out you could have had him. So you put your best offer in until they say no, or if they end up trading with somebody else before you move on. So I think everybody's waiting for that first big pitcher to go.
If you don't know how good Sylvia Fowles is, you do now. She set a WNBA record last night with her 157th career double-double. That breaks the all-time mark in the WNBA. And they win again last night, Maxie, 75-62 over Phoenix.
Yeah, beat a good Phoenix team, lost to a bad Atlanta team over the weekend. But Fowles is a measure of consistency, too. She's a pro. She gets after it good every day. Great addition when they got her in. She was the final piece for that team when they were in their title run. But she's been a carryover, and not only the double-doubles, because she puts up numbers all the time, but good influence on that team, kind of the one veteran out there that's he's not the only one. Odyssey Sims is, too. But somebody that can kind of show them the way in the winning way. She's just really good. You watch her every night. She does things every night that help you win. She gets a rebound here. She's not afraid to be scrappy. All those things. And she's got kind of a quiet demeanor about her. She doesn't brag. She just goes out and plays.
They'll hand out T-shirts to the Summer League winners tonight. It'll either be Memphis or Minnesota. How important is something like this?
Not much. I don't know that anybody ever knows who won the past Summer League championship. The only thing you want to get out of it is see if you can get two or three players that you think can further their development. So they've played Okogie and Bates and try to get those guys in their second year and then see what you got for rookies. They didn't play Culver, so you don't know much about them. You know, for a guy like Jordan Murphy, say, playing for the Gophers. Now, he wants to play in the NBA. But if he plays really well in the Summer League, the consolation prize is, even if an NBA team doesn't want him, I've been to that Summer League, there's European scouts everywhere. So you up your game, you up your opportunities in Italy or whatever it is, or Greece. So there's a lot of incentive for these players to play well. Who wins the tournament doesn't mean much, but there's a ton of incentive because it's not just about getting into an NBA camp. It's maybe the G League or maybe somebody over in Europe will grab you and pay you $500,000 to play.
So Amir getting that deal with the Clippers on a two-way deal, how big was that, Mike?
That's all he wanted coming out of the draft. And I've talked to some people about it, and they said, first of all, I said he's really good in the summer game. Somebody told me that Jerry West went up to his dad and said, boy, you got a player there. You know, and Jerry West is considered the all-time guru of identifying talent out there. But the other thing that might have fallen in his favor by accident was the Clippers went out, of course, and made the big deal for Kawhi Leonard and got Paul George. And so now that's a lot of money. So now you need guys to fill it out that aren't heavy numbers to keep you under the salary cap. And you can still make a lot of money doing that because big numbers, you know, a small number in the NBA is $800,000. So if he could, you know, he might be able to make the back end of a roster just because of the way the Clippers are now set up. Or what they're saying is we're committed to you going up and down to the G League, but we want to control you because we think you got potential in the future. So that was really his whole goal going into the draft. He knew he wasn't going to the first round, but was to get either through second round or free agency, get a two-way contract, which basically means the team is committed to you.
You catch any of that Wimbledon final yesterday?
Well, how could you not? It was on, then you went to sleep, and it was on again,
Wow.
It kept going, man. I saw some bits and pieces along the way. You go, really? You go, am I watching the highlights? Is this a replay of it? And then you look, and you go, no, they're still going.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the best player or the best in shape player that wins a match that long. Holy smokes.
Yeah, they can go, man, and those are not young. They're not young by tennis standards, but they keep playing and playing. I was just at coffee with John Wheaton the other day, David Wheaton's brother, we were just talking about that whole circuit and how that works and staying in it. And, you know, in tennis and golf are a lot the same, and that is the tops. We saw them yesterday. The top players are the ones that really carry the tour and make all the money, and you saw them at their best yesterday.
Yeah, those three guys are a little bit like the NBA teams. You know, there's about there's about three that can win it seems like.
Yep.
All right, Mike, you're going to be on tonight on Sports to the Max.
Be on tonight, yeah. Ron Sher will be back. I don't think it was a great weekend for him fishing. we'll get into that a little bit later. Brian Lawton's going to stop by in the studio, and we'll talk twins.
Well, thank goodness. I know where his lake is. I haven't been up there with him, but I would say that he gets a chance to drive real close to Maury's Fish Market on his way home.
It's called Hidden Fish Lake. Ron can never find him.
All right, well, I can't wait to hear you tonight.
We'll do it.
He is Mike Max here on WCCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.